The Hidden Node for Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. Hey gang, it's Justin. So we're a day late. Took a long weekend because of the holiday and, well, my wife took a holiday from her office job, so that usually goes hand in hand. If she's on break, then I'm on break. So today's going to be kind of a bit of a rambly episode. I don't have an outline. So we're just going to cover a few topics, maybe get out early, maybe get out longer. We'll see. So like I said, today has been a little bit of a behind the times episode. The episode for this show is a day late. Hidden Grid's coming out later today as well. It's just one of those things. I'm actually behind in a couple of things. The writing project is still continuing along, but it's definitely not as far along as I wish it was. Mostly because I need to hit the finished word count by October 21st, because the person doing my editing really wants to see the first draft of the novel, and I'm going to go hang out with them on the 22nd. So that's a little bit over 10 days away. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be done by then. We'll see. Gotta push out that word count. Probably have to do 5,000 words a day just to get there. Like I said, I don't know if we're going to do it. Especially with having to do two podcasts today, another one on Friday. Which I didn't do last week. I'm going to try to get it done ahead of time. We'll see. Other news. Well, we are back to playing Final Fantasy XIV. No, I'm not doing it during the day. I'm still doing good about not gaming while I should be writing. I'm quite happy about that. But we are back to playing it. I guess my long hiatus of kind of avoiding it because of, well, just bleh about the storyline after switching to the expansion is finally over. I'm finally getting to the parts in the storyline that are a bit more entertaining. So hopefully that will, you know, continue to let me play the game without me feeling like I'm trudging through, you know, waist-high mud. Shout out to Charlotte Darkwillow, who will be on the screenshot on the site for this episode. She wanted to hop in and, you know, be internet famous, so hi. what else? You know? Can't really think of much else. I think I'm mostly going to go just keeping it simple today. You know, the writing continues, the podcast work continues. I will get the lore episode up this Friday, I promise that. Oh, one thing. Patty ended up making an interesting observation this weekend. She made mention of the comment that I'm a writer who, quote, needs to drink to write. And by that, she doesn't mean I need to drink alcohol, more that I need to have uppers. Caffeine, Monster, I literally have a Monster can sitting next to me as I'm recording this. It's been... I can't say I think she's wrong. I think she's actually quite right, to tell you the truth. I definitely have a preference for having uppers in my system as I'm writing. I feel, you know, more active. Even if I've had a significant amount of sleep, I still feel more present for my writing when I'm in that state of mind. Hopefully, when I get the machine for my sleep apnea, hopefully that'll change things. I don't know if it'll be a turnaround fix, but I'm hoping that getting, you know, sleep that's full of oxygen as opposed to missing oxygen will help me stay active, I guess. I don't know. Alright, with that, we are going to head out. Opening and ending music have been Ronald Jenkins. We are back to using his stuff. Been using his music since recording the Transdimensional Cafe a couple years ago. And I don't know, I like it. It just feels like my style. Even though it's not really the type of music I listen to all the time, it's just, I don't know, it just feels like that's the sound for my podcast stuff. So, expect to hear it more often. Expect to hear it probably every episode now, if I'm staying on top of recording these. And that's that. So, I will talk to you guys this Friday on the lore episode, and then next week on the weekly episode. So, hopefully I can tell you that I've had another 35,000 words added to the book, because that would be 5,000 words a day. and that the book will be done before November 1st, because November is NaNoWriMo, and I want to do that this year, and I don't want it to be working on the current novel. I want it to be working on a new novel. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll get things done. And until then, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.